Man, welcome back to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. This is, man, volume number 48 or episode number 48, whatever it is. I've been seeing a whole lot of bullshit, craziness going on in the entertainment industry, specifically the hip hop industry. And it's getting on my nerves. The reason being is because, you know, really and truly, I'm a fan. You know, I watch other podcasts. I listen to other creators. And it's getting to the point now to where we actually have the people who we look up to on these platforms, on these social media platforms. You know, we have Joe Budden, we have Royce 5'9". Just a couple weeks ago, it was Jay Prince Jr. and Joe Budden going at it. And then, you know, everybody, you know, what really boosted Clubhouse through the roof is when everybody roasted Kevin Hart about his last comedy special. And it was just a whole lot of different things that was so, I feel, negative. And, you know, we know that, like, the police and, like, I mean, the feds are watching, you know, these hip hop artists, and not only are they watching them, they watching everybody else on social media. And it's getting to the point to where I feel as though that we need to tone down the things that we talk about, the things that we say, the things that we communicate about our culture and about our personal experiences in the hood, and how all of this information is being calibrated to the world, and they're decoding things about us as African-American people that we should, these things should be exclusive. Back in the day, I remember listening to Bun B, and he talked about the importance of slang and how much we needed to continue the slang dialogue and what that meant and how it protected us as a people. You see what I'm saying? And right now, I can tell you this, every new word that comes out, every new thing that comes out, it's on social media. You see what I'm saying? And it could be either communicated on a t-shirt or an album or something like this, but it's like everything is so in the open. I mean, like, really, really right now, when we talk about if someone has a personal confrontation with something, this could be heightened to a whole nother scenario because of social media. They could get on social media and go live and start talking about different things to the world. And of course, the person that they're having the beef with, in their mind, oh, it's up now. Drop the location. You see what I'm saying? When in reality, if you talking to your enemy, the last thing that you supposed to do is say where you at. Because you don't know if these people are really coming with the quote unquote smoke. You don't know if they coming with the guys or they coming by themselves. You don't know if they ready for a fight or if they got a gun or if they got a knife. You don't know if they trying to set you up. You don't know none of that. The whole little thing with Mo3 and how that played out, man. This shit was on live. They killed the man on Instagram live. And I just see just a lot of fuck shit going on, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially with that Jay Prince Jr. shit. Like, and I'm not saying that to speak on him because, well, you know what? I'm going to go there for a moment. You know what? Jay Prince Jr. is cut from a cloth of technique, of training, of culture, and of how should I say this? And of a form of thinking that you never expose your hand. That you always move in a certain way. So yeah, I do have to be critical of him because of the family and the background that he comes from. You're not supposed to do that, bro. You are not supposed to do that, man. And it's not about Joe Budden. It's more about you. You're not supposed to try to expose somebody because of who you are. Let somebody else do that, man. And guess what? And here's something that I'm beginning to learn, that I had to learn. If the OGs, if we out here acting crazy on social media, then what do you think that the younger ones, that the young boys are going to be doing out here? When they looking at you trying to check another grown man for no reason at all. But then in the same breath, we telling the youngsters, oh man, y'all chill. Y'all got to be cool. No, you out here on the same goofy shit that they on. Can't y'all see every single day they start to take more and more of us? And it's and it's almost it's like a blessing from God that we're so talented. The hip hop community is so talented that every day that we create more. But it's obvious now that things are corroding. It's obvious now that things are corroding to the point to where people are starting to become confused and also concerned. It's a blessing and a curse. And this is not about police or the feds or anything like that. It's more about our psyche as people. Everybody has to understand, when MySpace came out, or when the BET chat rooms came out, social media didn't really catch on then. MySpace was, man, when you could put the songs up and you could see your profile and, you know, you had your little top five and all of that. But then once Facebook hit and you can begin to communicate a lot clearer, African Americans has always been in the forefront of social media consumption. Always. So this is one of the main reasons why I was so mad when Twitter deleted Minister Farrakhan. Man, I dare you. Without Black Twitter, without the people, a large portion of the people that supports Minister Farrakhan and Black Twitter, Twitter would have been dead a long time ago. Even without Facebook, if Black people pull away from Facebook and say, hey, you know what, we're no longer going to be on a platform, Facebook would be boring as shit. We are in control of culture just because from our perspective and because from our background. What I'm saying is that some of these things that's being done on social media, let's be honest, y'all, we need to clean some of this shit up. And that's the curse, right? That we've gotten into an actual era that we can see things in real time and we're looking at these things. That's the gift. But here's where the blessing is at, right? Is that when we can see our problems right in front of us, to where it's giving us no other choice no other choice but to move forward and combat them just like we would if we were getting up and looking in the mirror. Prime example, I just had to shave. I'm looking at myself. I had a choice to say, hey, look, when I go out to the world and represent myself, do I want to look like a person who hasn't shaved in 3 or 4 days? Do I want to wash my face? Do I want to make sure that I get in the shower? Do I want to make sure that I'm fly? This is what social media is doing to us right now. And some of the time, unfortunately, what we present to the world is that is the latter, the bullshit. So, man, salute to all the OGs that's out there. You know what I'm saying, man? Big salute to Rustify9. Big salute to Jay Prince Jr., man. I'm talking about, and when he was talking about how smart and intelligent he is, dude really is. I just thought that wasn't cool on what he did. No lost respect, no, you know what I'm saying? No, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, coming from a boss scenario, you see what I'm saying? Hey, man, that was more of a pig pen mentality, in the words of your own father, that I seen. But salute, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we all make different decisions and different things like that. That's, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody perfect. You know what I'm saying? I was disappointed. But I've been seeing Royce 5'9", you know what I'm saying, in a lot of the different areas, you know what I'm saying, trying to push things forward. Meek Mill also trying to push things forward. Swiss Beats also trying to push things forward. And I think what Swiss Beats was talking about, if y'all listening to these Clubhouse interviews and situations, what Swiss Beats is talking about is that we need to take some time to get to know each other as a group. Everything ain't about, you know what, I know I got haters and different things like that. I despise having haters. I would rather people respect me or love me than actually hate me. I don't need no haters, bro. I need to gain more love from not only, from most of all, from up above, from God. And then, you know what I'm saying, through that, God is going to be able to penetrate, you know what I'm saying, what he's instilling in me to the world. And that's what's going to produce love. Sometimes it may produce hate. But you know what? If you hate me, you know what? Stay over there somewhere. It seems like our culture is recycling bad energy of hate. And you know what? If you're not successful, then you know what? You ain't shit. You see what I'm saying? And this is what gives people the reasons to stunt or try to put on a facade, because really and truly what they really want is just to be accepted, man. It's people out here that skipping car notes. Hey, and guess what, y'all? I was one of them at one point. I was young in the clubs every week, spending money that I should have been saving just to be in the know. As I got older and wiser, right, I had to stop that. You feel me? But at the same time, it is successful people that will look down on the common day person because they don't have what they have. And they will be quick to say, you know what, you're not on my level. But if you remove that materialistic stuff that you got, and just think, you know what? You and that person are on the same level. You're just in a different position financially. Don't put down this person for not being where you at. That's the worst thing that you could ever do. I'm sick and tired of these people that's trying to put themselves on pedestals just because, you know what? You got some Jordans and you rolling in a BMW. Do all your kids got life insurance? If something were to happen today that would cause you to have to spend 20 racks, would you be able to do that? Are you growing your own food? Right? How many acres do you got? Do you have your family every your sister, your brother, your mama, your dad, are all of y'all living on the same block? Did you buy the block? So get on out of here with all of that superficial shit. The shit that we're thinking, that we've been thinking that was cool, that's been pushed on us. Or that we accepted as cool. You know what? We have to get real and we have to start with these social media platforms. Because if we really want to push the word out, hey man, and salute to all the young bosses out there. Hey, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm 43 years old. Man, I have a whole lot of respect for anybody that's in that's 19, 20, 21, 22. That's coming up in the game, man. You know what? Hey, man, y'all get out there, man. Y'all get y'all money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be careful. I'm not trying to be your dad. You see what I'm saying? Because guess what? I made mistakes too. I'm not perfect. Right? But at the same time, though, y'all can show me a lot of stuff too. Like, I'm the homie. Like, I'm not the big triple OG homie. Like, I'm not the nigga that's never wrong. You see what I'm saying? So if y'all listen to my, you know what I'm saying? I'm noticing, you know what I'm saying? My demographics are changing. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all listen to my podcast, my guy, hey, check this out. If you ever have a problem, man, you could always contact the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast and be like, yo, Joe, what you think? What you think, wrong? Make this move. This is a good move. Hey, as a man, it is my duty. I would never send you off on no dumb shit. And this is the reason why I'm getting mad at some of the OGs out here, because they're keeping the shit going. Salute to YFN Lucci. They say Lucci just got indicted on a murder charge. How long him and Young Thug been beefing, man? I don't know if that shit had anything to do with Young Thug, but put it like this. How long they been going at it? Ain't no OG from Atlanta stepped in and was like, hey, man, you know what? Knock that shit off, bro. Y'all seeing too much money out here, man. Y'all doing too much for y'all families to be out here on stupidness. Now, look, somebody that ended up dead because they didn't try to, you know what I'm saying? Or they didn't try to backdoor the man or something like that. I don't know. I was just listening to Jay Futuristic just the other day. If anybody know anything about Atlanta trap music, you see what I'm saying? There was a transition point. Young L.A., you know what I'm saying? They brought kind of like the fly shit, the ain't I shit. You know what I'm saying? All the nice little doom, 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 doom. All the nice little beats and shit like that. Jay Futuristic or Jay Money was one of the guys. You see what I'm saying? He was one of the first people that came out with this new Atlanta sound. Man, Jay Money, and he said it in his own interview and B-High interview, and y'all go check him out. B-High on YouTube. He said it, that you have to approach this shit like it's not a game. And if y'all listen to me out here, when y'all on social media, when you doing all of these different things, you know what? You have to approach it like it's not a game. If you in the trap, please believe, you need to approach that like it's a business. It's not a game. That shit will swallow you up. You need to know how much money you trying to get out the trap and get the hell on. If that's what you have to do. Me, myself, personally, it is so many different ways for you to get money to where you don't even have to be in the trap right now. But if that's what you want to do, you better make sure that you're approaching this shit as a business. And you better make sure that you're approaching these things as liabilities. Because you thinking that you competing with the guys up the street. No, 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 no. Young man, young woman, old man, OG. There's a whole damn budget that's put out for surveillance. They paying snitches. They doing all of this shit just to get you. So you damn near up against 100-1 before you even step in the building. You better make sure you know what the hell you doing before you decide to open up your trap. But anyway, man, I would encourage everybody, you know what? If you're trying to, you know what I'm saying? If you on social media, man, be doing some, do something positive and productive on there. You know what? If you and your people get together, you know what I'm saying, on the weekend and y'all turning up, you know what I'm saying? Make sure that it's something coming out of the turn up. Don't have it as an actual routine to where, you know what, y'all just get together and, you know what, it may be a couple females and, you know what I'm saying, y'all smoking, y'all drinking, and, you know what I'm saying, y'all like y'all living it up. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all sitting down and be like, hey, you know what, next week, hey, man, I know we've been turning up for a minute, but in order to get into the turn up, man, if you can't come with 200, if you can't come with 200, and we put our money together, if it's 6 of us, 9 of us, 10 of us, if you can't come with 200 a month or $50 a week, then you know what? You can't be in our circle no more, because this is not how we moving out here. You know what I'm saying? Our turn up is going to be within the next year. It's going to be 6 of us. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have us a whole motherfucking party van or party bus, or we're going to buy, you know what I'm saying? We're going to buy this shit. We're going to put a down payment on a truck. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some land or something, my nigga. That's the real turn up. Having shit. Turn up is not smoking and drinking lean. Nothing comes out of that. It will only frustrate you when you see dude riding down through the block with one of your friends or whatever associates, and they in they nice ass truck, and you like, damn, my nigga, how they get that? You feel me? But you over there turning up all the time. Every dime that you get, you trying to smoke and drink it up. That's not what life is, my guy. It's not what life is. I have a lot of people laughing at me right now because I live in the hood. But guess what, though? I own my house. I pay for it cash. I have property in Louisiana. A lot of my friends do, too. A lot of my friends are very, very successful. They went to college, right? They're nurses, they're doctors, they're lawyers, right? But I'm talking about, and they respect me, by the way, because they know I get up and work hard every day. I'm talking about the other side, right? It's two spectrums, okay? Birds of a feather flock together. If you hanging out with a whole bunch of nothing ass people, then 9 times out of 10, if you own your shit, you're going to start doing nothing ass shit. On the other side, if you hanging out with people that's trying to make moves, then you know what? It's going to motivate you to make moves as well. This is what the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast is about. It's about trying to move that spectrum to the person that's out there that's with somebody else that's not really on their shit. Because trust me, I've lived that too. You can't save everybody. Hey, man, go on, get with the productive crowd and live your life. A young lady, if you with females that's out there that's busting down every weekend, and for everybody that don't know what busting down mean, basically that's fucking random niggas. And you see what they doing, they getting motherfuckers to, you know, cash app them $60 or $80, then before you know what I'm saying, they go to Fashion, or they order some shit off Fashion Nova, or they go to one of these little places and get them some weed, and this cycle is starting to continue. Sweetheart, go ahead and move to a different crowd, because these people are not putting themselves in a situation to win. Before you know it, they're going to end up with 3 to 4 baby daddies. They're going to be a single mom, and they're going to be in somebody's gutter somewhere. Worried about whether you're getting $600 on that stimulus check or not, or trying to auction their kids off every year for that tax refund. I'm just trying to let y'all know. This is what, you know what I'm saying, outside of, you know what I'm saying, the hip-hop reviews and all this cool shit that we finna be doing with the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, this is what it's really about. This real, raw, good information. And I'm not finna cut no corner about anything. That's why I'm so truthful about me and who I am. Because I could get on here and be like, yeah, man, I'm out here in Chicago living it up, and I'm with the guys, I'm with the niggas, and all this type shit. That shit'd be phony as hell. I'm not no phony ass person. So when I'm, you know what I'm saying, when I'm on here and I'm kicking real shit, I'm kicking real shit to everybody. Right? To everybody. Because guess what? I am finna be growing my own food. Right? I do have a business. And I do like to turn up. Ain't no wrong with having a couple shots of tequila every now and again. Or even every week. Shit, if you get out here and work for it. I work for mine every week, every day. I'm on the grind. If I'm not doing podcasts, I'm trying to think of ideas for t-shirts and different things like this. This is what you need to be trying to project into the world of social media. to become a real live influencer. To the people that's in my older generation, some of them are starting to come into the actual areas of man. I'm the man of my family right now. I'm the woman of my family right now. You know what I mean? So, man, I salute y'all for checking me out today. I think this is volume number 48 of Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna be, on the next podcast, though, I'm finna be talking about none other than Kyrie Irving, James Harden, on how they're ruining their careers. I mean, it really saddens me to see this. And on top of that, on how much money that they're turning down. But man, y'all stay tuned, man. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. I love y'all. One time.